old log cabin, which the logs were pine, but they made it out of them. Now, it's so old, there isn't nothing left of the lighter pine part of the pines that were made, you know, the logs.
Yeah.
And you can see right through the building. And, but it's so old, the rest of the pine rotted away, except your lighter part. That's your center core, you know. And the old roof on it was a tin roof.
Yeah.
And it's a real small place. Now, this is, I'm talking about back in 1800. That's how old this is. The floor was dirt. I still go to this place every once in a while. I get always looking for something old, 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 you know.
Yeah.
If I remember right, there wasn't but two rooms in it. There was a small, as you went in the door, there was a small room that looked maybe like a cupboard, something like this, where they stored food. And the rest of it was working with one big part. And in the back wall was a fireplace made out of rock. It wasn't bricks, it was rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's still standing. And the roof came over the front to where you had a porch. Now, it wasn't underground. The floor was ground. Now, back up in there, in the woods, it's all growed up and everything. And this is just abandoned, you know, way down the bottom.
Yeah.
They have some old fences still standing. It's made that way. I think they, I remember how they made it. I think they got two posts that cross in an X fashion. And then the other one just lays right in them.
Yeah.
But that's way back there when they used to use them.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about around the house? You'd have to carry water off the roof. You had
the gutters?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had your tank on the corner of your house where it would flow in the old tank.
Yeah.
This was, let's call it a cistern.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You had hell every winter because it would freeze up. You'd go in there and chip the ice, you know, when the water's all froze, you could always get your water from your cistern. It's like an emergency water supply.
Yeah. But, now, what about the things you had in the house, like to eat in or cook in? You mentioned slopping the hogs. Would you have something in the kitchen that you carry, maybe stuff left over from the kitchen to the hogs in?
We always kept a bucket. Galvanized back then too. Galvanized buckets wasn't as small when you take it out to the barrel. Mom would take like the bread and all this stuff that was old, something she'd give to the chickens and ducks. They eat anything back then.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get anything, any ducks and stuff to eat.
Your mama fed all of them.
Well, most times, like after everybody eating everything, there'd be some scraps. You take it out to the dog or to the ducks.
Yeah.
And that's about all she would do as far as the animals go. It was strictly up to daddy and the boys, you know.
Yeah.
And the animals.
Yeah. It takes about to run out. Well, what about the things that you cooked in? What'd you fry eggs in?
She had the old cast iron skillets. And of course, her stew pot was the big old cast iron, about that big round, had old cast iron lid.
What? Why? Was it round?
Yeah, it was round and kind of tapered toward the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And I still like to cook in them myself. I got a set at my house I cook in. They heat better.
Yeah.
And it seems that they cook, use less heat. But for stews. Now, we used to eat a lot of stews because there's a lot of us, and that would be the cheapest thing to make, stew, you know?
Yeah.
And she used the cast iron. Now, even in her eggs, I think she had it was a low lift type cast iron deal, and she'd cook them.
Uh-huh. When you were, like, the best dishes she'd call her best what? She had her everyday dishes, and then she had her good. Did she have any good china? Or?
No, we never had no good dishes. The dishes we had were everyday dishes. Now, after my grandmother had the couldn't take care of herself and everything. She inherited the old china cabinet and all, and her chinaware. Now she had all that stuff. She gave it to my mom.
Yeah.
And she's had now maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
But back then we didn't have no good dishes. I mean, if somebody was coming over for Christmas dinner or something like that, well, we had the regular old plates and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, and you ate with?
Well, we had the regular forks. It was stainless steel.